Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new report says Boston needs to do a better job planning city services around its growing population of young Black and Latino men. The study, commissioned by the Black and Latino Collaborative, says Boston needs to plan around those young men with better schools, affordable housing, and jobs. Tufts professor James Jennings helped prepare the report and joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Thank you.
What are the largest obstacles facing young Black and Latino men in Boston right now?
Well, I think when we look at the status of this group, we see a number of dimensions that represent huge challenges. One is certainly unemployment levels, the level of poverty for young people, the housing instability. So when we look at this demographic bubble of young Black and Latino males in the city of Boston, what we see is just tremendous economic vulnerability that I and other people believe has to be addressed.
So what's the city of Boston not doing now that it needs to do for this population?
Well, I think Boston has done a lot, but obviously there's a lot to be done. One of the things that comes out of this report that a lot of Black and Latino youth are being raised by grandparents. I'm not sure how our human services are being strategized in terms of targeting grandparents, which is a demographic reality for this community. We're spending justifiably a lot of time on education reform and how do we improve our public schools. But to have that discussion in a silo, that is, do we improve what is going on in the classroom or school building as if that could be separated from the daily lives that our children bring into the classroom, I think is a mistake. So we have to broaden what we mean by public education in the city of Boston. The other thing that we have to do, which is on a broader level, is we have to not be shy about looking at race and ethnicity and structural inequality that's faced. You know, we have to acknowledge that we have some, huge degree of economic inequality in this town, and not just this town, of course, but throughout the nation. And that has to be an issue that we have to figure out how to address, because it's producing, to a certain degree, the situation that we see today.
Are you saying that the city has not done enough to address job opportunities some of the more inner city neighborhoods like Mattapan?
Yeah, I would say the city has to do more, and it has to do more in a targeted way. Again, we're dealing with a situation where something like two-thirds of all young people who are 17 years or younger and impoverished in this town are Black and Latino. This is not, a criticism of what hasn't been done. This is really a call for action and discourse about how do we move forward, because if this issue is not at the table, it will challenge the future economic well-being of the city of Boston.
And if these concerns are not addressed, what happens?
Well, I can't predict what the future is going to be, but I think it's going to be problematic, not just for Black and Latino men, but for the entire city of Boston. Boston will never be a great city unless issues like this are resolved.
Tufts University Professor James Jennings, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Tufts Professor James Jennings helped prepare a report on the growing population of young Black and Latino men in Boston.